Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our unit on food.
Yay!
In today's program, we could talk about things that you could eat at a night market or at luxury, gourmet restaurants around the world. But we're actually talking about something that is, I guess, considered more of a health food than anything. It's maybe more of a supplement to your diet. I don't think you can live on this thing itself. You have to add it to other foods. But supposedly...It can help you be healthier and maybe live longer. Maybe you've heard of this. It's called the acai berry. Have you heard of this before? The acai berry.
Of course. I tend to follow lots of fads, you know, diet fads, health food fads, anything that might help me get into shape faster. It's supposed to lower your blood sugar, and diabetes runs in my family. So I thought, oh, I'll try this.So, yeah, I bought some. They're quite expensive. I bought some online. I've never found them actually here in Taiwan. I'm sure they're for sale somewhere. They weren't as fabulous as I'd heard. So, yeah, we'll talk about some of this stuff. I think when consumers hear about new fads or new diet trends, be a little bit skeptical. Don't always believe everything you hear. Do some research to find out who's telling the truth and who's just trying to sell something to you. But we're going to talk about the story of this Brazilian berry. But first, as we always do, we're going to read through this lesson.
In the health world, there's no shortage of diet trends, each seeming to promise nothing short of a miracle. One recent obsession has been with the acai berry, a sweet, deep purple fruit featured in dishes ranging from bright fruit bowls to creative main courses. With a taste described as a combination of chocolate and berry flavors, this fruit has earned major recognition around the world.But is it really worth the hype? Since its discovery, the answer appears to have been an enthusiastic yes. The acai berry is native to South America and mainly found in Brazil. There is a legend in Brazil about how the berry became popular during a terrible famine. According to the folktale, the chief of a local tribe had ordered that all infants be killed because of the food shortage.Even his daughter, Iasa, had to obey the extreme ruling after she gave birth to a baby girl. While Iasa was grieving one night, she heard a child's cries and followed them, seeing a vision of her baby. Overwhelmed with joy, she died smiling. The next day, Iasa was found underneath a tree full of fruit that was able to sustain the whole tribe.Today, the acai berry is often touted as a superfood because it is rich in antioxidants. Specifically, a certain antioxidant found in acai berries is believed to lower the risk of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. What's more, studies suggest the chemicals in acai berries could lower blood sugar, aid the immune system, and even reduce inflammation.When there's such a tasty way to make your meals a little healthier, who can resist nature's purple gold?
Okay, we're going to talk about the juicy story of a Brazilian berry. We're using juicy just because when we talk about berries like strawberries and blueberries and blackberries and boysenberries, that's my favorite boysenberry,You can't find them in Taiwan. We use that adjective to describe the taste. They're juicy. You bite into them, and this lovely juice just squirts out.
Should also mention that the word juicy here kind of means two different things. It could refer to fruit as having lots of juice. Like, I can't wait to bite into this juicy apple, for example. But also juicy can refer to information or stories or gossip with lots of details that people are interested in. Hey, tell me all the juicy details of the office gossip. I want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Give me the juicy gossip. So here's the juicy story of this Brazilian berry. So yes, we're talking about the berry itself with its juice and then all the information that comes along with this berry. Now, in the health world, there's no shortage of diet trends, each seeming to promise nothing short of a miracle. Yes, every year or so you hear about people following different diets. Oh, there's the low glucose diet, or there's the paleo diet, or now there's, I guess the most recent one is the intermittent fasting.
Keto diet.
Keto diet is also very popular.
Yeah.
And, of course, not only the diets themselves are popular, but the ingredients that people eat, like chai seeds is supposed to be really good for you. Or what's quinoa or something like that. Quinoa is supposed to be really healthful as well. So we've got lots of diet trends and ingredients and stuff, and all of them promise nothing short of a miracle. So nothing short of means simply a miracle, totally a miracle. Nothing short of means it absolutely is a miracle. It doesn't fall short at all of being a miracle. It is 100% a miracle.
Yeah, and like Tom just described, nothing short of, the word next to that phrase means exactly what it is. So it's a miracle. One recent obsession has been with the acai berry, a sweet, deep purple fruit featured in dishes ranging from bright fruit bowls to creative main courses. Or you could just have a handful of them. That's how I would eat them. That's how I did eat them. They taste okay. They're not my favorite berry, but I bought them. They were quite expensive.
Here?
I bought them online, had them shipped here.
Okay.
But I bought them to help with weight loss. Yeah, it didn't really work. If you are obsessed with something, or you have an obsession with something. Obsession, here's the noun form of the verb, of course. It just means you think about it all the time. You just, you know, that's all you talk about. That's all you do. That's all you think about. Some people are obsessed with exercise. You know, they plan their whole day around getting to the gym. Some people are obsessed with their phones. We hate that, guys. And they're always looking down at their phones, checking their Facebook and their Twitter accounts, things like that. Well, one recent obsession has been with this berry. And it's true. I think I found it 4 or 5 years ago and thought, I'll give it a shot. It was online everywhere. You would always see new articles about it, people saying it was the biggest new discovery for health. Even if you go to WebMD, which I go to and read to see, you know, what some symptoms might be if I'm not feeling well, they have an article about it as well. So how do we describe it? Well, it's sweet. Some people say it tastes a little bit like chocolate. I didn't get a big chocolate taste from it, but it's deep purple. It's about an inch long. And sometimes they just put it in dishes. And sometimes you can eat it separately. And sometimes it's actually added to main courses. You know, main courses usually contain meat, unless you're a vegetarian, and that would be your main dish. And they'll just add a few of those berries because they're supposed to be healthy.
Wow, did you say it's like 1 inch long or 1 inch in diameter? That's big. That's like as big as a golf ball or something like that.
No.
Maybe not that big, but still much bigger than, say, blueberries or something like that.
Mm.
But in any case, yes, it's been an obsession with lots of people. And again, we're talking about the acai berry. Mm. And yes, you can use it in fruit bowls or as part of main courses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with a taste described as a combination of chocolate and berry, as you said, it's earned major recognition around the world. So it's a combination, a mixture of these different flavors, chocolate and berry. And recognition means people know about this berry. If they see it, they recognize it, or they know all about it. Not me. I seem to have missed the boat on this one, although I can't really be held too much responsible for that because I live in Taiwan and those berries would have to be imported at a considerable price. So yeah, it's probably no wonder that I haven't really heard of them before. Now, moving on now to the next paragraph, it says, since its discovery, the answer appears to have been an enthusiastic yes. So again, we've got this question, you know, is it really worth the hype? Or could we say, is it really what it's cracked up to be? Is it really worth all of that commotion? Is it really as good as people say it is? Well, since we've discovered it, it appears that the answer to that question is yes, it is worth the hype. it is worth all the excitement that people have about this berry.
I wanted to mention, we use hype as a noun, but we also use it as a verb. Yeah, they're really hyping their product. If a company really puts out a lot of advertising or promotion of a product and they make it sound better than it really is, they're hyping their product. And it's up to you as a consumer to decide if the hype is true or they're just kind of overselling their product or making you just want to buy it to see if it's any good. So be careful. Check it out. Check out some of the more scientific papers on this. It'll help you. So since its discovery, yeah, as Tom said, people are saying, yeah, it's worth the hype. It's amazing. I personally didn't find it to be worth the hype, but, you know, not everybody has the same opinion as I do.
Some people probably swear by it.
Yeah.
My life has totally changed ever since the first day I tried the acai berry.
True.
And I'm going to eat them until the rest of my life. But let's talk a little bit about the history of the acai berry.
Cool.
The acai berry is native to South America and mainly found in Brazil, which of course is the largest country in South America, but I believe you can also find it in other countries. I think it's even found in Central America. There is a legend in Brazil about how the berry became popular during a terrible famine. So before this famine, the berry was there, but it wasn't really popular. It was not famous. And if we talk about a famine, that just refers to a long period of time in which there was no rain and the food wouldn't grow and there just wasn't enough food. Of course, if there isn't enough rain, we call that a drought. But if as a result you don't have food for a long time, then that is famine.
Now we're going to talk more about this, guys. But first, we're going to take a quick break, listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天要介绍的是一种叫做巴西莓的健康水果。首先来看到在第一段呢，倒数第二句提到 With a taste described as a combination of chocolate and berry flavors, this fruit has earned major recognition around the world.在这里提到呢，它有一种带有巧克力跟莓果的味道，在全世界呢获得极大的赞誉。然后它是怎么样？然后下一段的第一个句子说 Since its discovery, the answer appears to have been an enthusiastic yes. 那么自从呢它被发现以来，答案似乎就是一直是充满热情的一声是的。那在这里提到的关键字 the answer 一定是有问问题才会有答案，所以根据这样的线索跟文意呢，第一题我们可以选择 B 选项。 Sentence B 提到 But is it really worth the hype?那么它真的是值得这样被大肆宣传吗？就来回应前面他所提到的受到很大的赞誉，以及下面他的答案就是如此的。所以第一题的标准答案我们就选择 B 选项。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, let's continue with our lesson again. Where we left off, we're talking about the legend of the acai berry in Brazil and how this berry became popular. Again, that was according to some legend. So, yes, indeed, first of all, this story happened during a terrible famine. They didn't have enough to eat. And according to the legend, according to the folk tale, the chief of a local tribe had ordered that all infants be killed because of the food shortage. So if you have too many mouths to feed, then there isn't enough food to go around during a famine. So the chief of this local tribe said, I'm sorry, but all the little babies have to be killed. That's what an infant is, a very, very small child. That sounds kind of cruel, but I guess they had to make this decision in order to keep people alive. So he said, yep, all the infants need to be killed because of the famine. Because of the food shortage.
Such a terrible story. I can't imagine having just given birth to a baby and then you're asked to turn around and kill her. So while Iyasa was grieving one night, that's the mom, she heard a child's cries and followed them, seeing a vision of her baby. So in her mind, she could see this baby and she followed what she was hearing to be a child's cry. So if you're grieving, guys, we use this word typically when we feel very, very intense sorrow. Typically when somebody's passed away, when somebody has died, we'll use that word grieve. So the verb is to grieve. The noun is grief. That V changes into an F. So you can feel a lot of grief when you lose somebody close to you. So she, of course, was so upset and grieving. So she follows that vision and it says, here, overwhelmed with joy, she had all of this joy come over her. The mom died smiling, which is, you know, she is going to be with her little baby that had to die. The next day, Iyasa was found underneath a tree full of fruit that was able to sustain the whole tribe. So she was there outside. Remember, she had passed away, but she kind of led the others in that village to this tree of this berry, acai. And this berry was able to sustain the whole tribe. When you use the word sustain, it just means you're able to provide something that keeps something going or keeps something alive. To sustain someone also means you support them. But here we're using sustain to talk about that nutrition that you need in order for your body to keep going and stay healthy. So she kind of led them indirectly to this tree of this fabulous, miraculous berry.
I don't think the villagers knew that she saw her baby and that she could hear her crying and stuff like that because I guess this all occurred inside her own mind.
Right.
There were no witnesses, but I guess all they saw was her body lying there smiling underneath this tree.
Mm.
And they thought, oh, it must be a sign. She has died. She has sacrificed herself to our village so we can eat these berries here.
Mm-hmm.
So indeed, those berries were enough to sustain the whole tribe and they were saved from the famine. So there you have it, that legend of the acai berry from some tribe in Brazil. Now, today, the acai berry is often touted as a superfood because it is rich in antioxidants. Antioxidants or antioxidants, you can say it either way. I guess they are things that attack free radicals in your body or something like that so they don't cause damage to your cells. So it's good to have them, and we're always looking for those kinds of foods, especially if they are a kind of superfood, which is really good for us. This is one of them. There are other ones too, like chia seeds, I guess, and quinoa.
Something that actually is not just healthy and nutritious, but actually goes another step and either gives you sort of this anti-aging effect or is good to prevent cancer. So those antioxidants help to keep your body more cancer-free if possible, and that's what we all want. We don't want the big C to get us, as my dad calls it. So yeah, there are lots of superfoods. Look those up online. Specifically, it says a certain antioxidant found in acai berries is believed to lower the risk of two awful diseases. One is Alzheimer's, which is when someone's mind starts to go, and actually it doesn't just affect their memory, but Alzheimer's also affects your organs, and your body can no longer function correctly. So we've got Parkinson's, which you've probably heard of Michael J. Fox, a very famous movie star in America. He's kind of a fun actor. He got Parkinson's very, very young, and it makes your body shake. So if you see that, I had an aunt who died with Parkinson's, and it looked so tiring just for her to talk because her whole body would shake, her head, her hands, everything. And so if you can lower the risk of getting those two diseases, that's a big deal. Specifically, we use this word when we're talking about something, we want to mention something by name, especially. You can be kind of general and talk about, you know, generally there are these superfoods. Specifically, there's a certain antioxidant that we want to focus in on. So specific just means you really clearly identify something or define it so that people are very aware you're being precise in what you're saying.
Yep, indeed. So again, the acai berry has lots of antioxidants, mm-hmm. but specifically, we're focusing on one of them that lowers the risk of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. So if you're worried about what's going to happen to you as you grow older, mm-hmm. This might be something that you should do some more research on, talk to your doctor, talk to a nutritionist and see what they think about the acai berry. Uh-huh. And what's more, or in addition, studies suggest the chemicals in acai berries could lower blood sugar, aid or assist or help the immune system, and it can even reduce inflammation. So yes, we've got these chemicals in acai berries. Maybe they're chemicals like antioxidants or other things, but different kinds of research or different kinds of studies suggest that these chemicals could lower your blood sugar. That's a problem for diabetics. So listen if you're a diabetic. And if you're having problems keeping diseases away, maybe you need to help the immune system.
If you get colds a lot, yeah.
All right. The immune system, of course, is the system in your body that keeps diseases away. So, yeah, if you catch colds a lot, this might help you there. And inflammation is another problem in the body when things just get kind of bigger in your tissues and stuff like
that.
Swells up, yes. And, of course, you could reduce problems mm-hmm. by benefiting from the chemicals in these acai berries.
That's all good stuff. You want to help your immune system, reduce inflammation, which is terrible. A lot of the sugar we eat leads to that inflammation, so be careful. When there's such a tasty way to make your meals a little healthier, who can resist nature's purple gold? So this sounds kind of like a question that advertisers would come up with to sell their acai berry. If you haven't tried it, I say give it a try. You never know. Our bodies all react differently sometimes to different foods and medicines. Our bodies aren't all the same, and sometimes it's helpful to one person and not to another. So why not give it a shot? I know that Taiwan's focusing more and more on antioxidants and superfoods and vitamins and minerals, so I think it will be a lot easier to find these days than it was, say, 10 years ago.
Yeah, but you might be able to find them in your local health food store.
Yeah.
Or maybe somebody sells them out of their living room or something like that.
Could
Who
be,
knows?
Yeah.
But we wish you the best of health, whether you use the acai berry or anything else. And that brings us to the end of our explanation. We need to hear once again from our Chinese teacher right now.
第二题的空格要答对，我们要看一下它前面的句子。前面的句子提到 There is a legend in Brazil about how the berry became popular during a terrible famine. 其实呢，在巴西有一个传说 legend， 就说到这个莓果呢是如何在一段严重的饥荒时期变得受人欢迎。既然提到 legend， 也就是传说，搭配这样的句意，第二题我们可以选择 D 选项。传说的内容是什么呢？ Sentence D 提到According to the folktale, the chief of a local tribe had ordered that all infants be killed because of the food shortage. 在这里提到呢，根据这个传说，民间的故事，一个当地部落的酋长因为粮食短缺而下令要杀死所有的婴儿。这一句就可以回应前面提到的传说，以及在严重饥荒时期所发生的事情。所以搭配前后文意，第二题的标准答案就选择 D 选项。第三个空格前面提到了，就连酋长的女儿 Yasa， 她产下女婴之后也必须要服从这个偏激的命令。当然咯，她是非常的难过，然后难过的怎么样？第三个空格呢，我们可以选择 F 选项。Sentence F 前面呢提到他因为很难过就听到了这个小孩的哭声，循声走过去看到了孩子的幻象，当然是非常的高兴，然后呢就这样子呢带着微笑而死去。所以第三题我们可以选择 sentence F 提到Overwhelmed with joy, she died smiling. 来连接前面，她呢，因为小孩子被杀死，看到小孩的影像，就因为呢，高兴而面带微笑死去。第四个空格，后面的句子提到 Specifically, a certain antioxidant found in acai berries is believed to lower the risk of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease.在这里特别提到呢，在莓果里面有某种的抗氧化剂 antioxidant， 它呢可以降低罹患阿兹海默症跟帕金森氏症的风险。那么回应这样子的文意，第四题我们可以选择 A 选项。Sentence A 提到 Today, the acai berry is often touted as a superfood because it is rich in antioxidants. 他的句子提到呢，因为巴西莓富含抗氧化剂，所以它就被吹捧成为一个超级食物。所以这里的句子最后一个字提到 antioxidants， 后面的句子就说明这样子的抗氧化剂呢，可以降低罹患这些疾病的风险。所以第四题的标准答案就选择 A 选项。倒数第二个句子提到What's more, studies suggest the chemicals in acai berries could lower blood sugar, aid the immune system, and even reduce inflammation. 甚至呢，还有一些研究提出呢，这个巴西莓里面的化学物质可以降低血糖，强化免疫系统 immune system， 甚至呢还可以降低一些发炎的反应。前面提到这么多好处，那么呢第五题的空格我们就可以选择 C 选项。When there's such a tasty way to make your meals a little healthier, who can resist nature's purple gold?那么你看这个食物有这么多的好处，而且味道又是如此的美味，可以让你的餐点可以更健康一些， a little healthier， 谁还能够抗拒这大自然的紫色黄金呢？所以第五题的标准答案就选择 C 选项。 OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it for today, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us, and we certainly wish you the best of health. And please join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.